2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, and we are here with Mr. Todd Aiken from PSCU. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You are the manager of product integration.
Yes.
So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. There's a lot of integration.
There is a lot of integration today, especially with all the fintechs coming in. I mean, everybody's got to integrate with somebody these days. So what are some? Having said that, what are some of the trends that you're seeing when it comes to integration? And then how does PSCU help in that respect?
Right. So one of the biggest trends we see in speaking with credit unions and a lot of their third-party partners as well is that control over the interface. So, you know, in the past, there was you use mobile, it would look one way.
Yeah.
You use online, it looks a different way. You're in the credit union, you know, now there's the kiosks, and it looks completely different, right? So now it's really all about that same look and feel, that same experience, no matter what channel they're going through.
Because there's so many channels now.
Exactly. So we offer a suite of APIs. The Data Exchange is the one that we have for credit and debit today. And that allows whether it's a third party or a credit union themselves, to build and customize that experience in any way that they choose.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So how do you engage with credit union vendors like the cores, for instance, or even online channel providers with this integration?
Great question. So a couple of years ago, PSCU decided that, you know, integration would be a very important focus from us from a product standpoint. We've been using various tools for integration, and we've had a Data Exchange, for example, those APIs available since the early 2000s. It's just really become popular now, more in the, you know, with the mass media and all of the general conversations that are happening about integration and control of the look and feel, that we said, okay, hey, you know what, let's help the industry get a handle on this and understand this.
Yeah.
So we put together a team that has some architects in it that really focus on the how-to of the integration and helps to educate, as well as to help build those solutions with the credit unions and their partners. And also a group that really focuses on the relationship with those third parties. So these are third-party vendors like a Digital Insight or an Axis Softtech, Q2, that we don't necessarily have a direct relationship with, but they do a lot of work with us and we do a lot of work with them. So really the focus there on our aspect or our part is really to help them understand what it is that we do, how we do it, what's coming, what does our roadmap look like, how can we help you help our mutual client, and vice versa.
Quite the network we got going here.
It is.
So what are some of PSU's integration goals for 2018? What can we expect this year?
Yeah, so for 2018, we continue to add to our Data Exchange enhancements. So that's really an ongoing thing. It's sort of a life cycle today. So as new things get built and come out, we basically put them into the product. So one example of that is OnDot, which is an alerts and control solution.
Is it OnDot?
OnDot.
I've interviewed them before.
Okay, great.
Talking about,
yeah, so it's become very popular in the marketplace. A lot of demand for it. So we're in the process of building and testing that out right now. And that will be a part of the Data Exchange solution as one of the alternatives for alerts and controls. We're also looking at a new technology. So the Data Exchange, as I said, it's been around for a long time. It's based on an XML-based technology, which a little bit older, but still quite relevant today. There's a lot of things that are based on that format. But the new great thing is REST. So these new RESTful services.
REST?
REST,
okay.
Right.
Is that an acronym for something?
Yeah, like you're going to, you know, take a little nap, get some rest, right?
Like that?
Yeah, so RESTful services basically is just a new way of doing the same kind of thing. It's an API. It's a way of two computer systems talking to each other, and it uses something called JSON as the response. So basically, if you were a developer, you'd be going, oh my God, when can I get this, right? So it's the newest and greatest stuff, and we're in the process of deploying that later this year as well.
Wow, yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
It is.
Oh my gosh. What is it not exciting these days?
That's true, it is.
Like, it's the ante goes up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my goodness. So what are credit unions finding to be the most challenging in regards to integration these days? Because I'm sure, like, one of the challenges is choice.
Choice.
You know, so
yes, exactly.
That's kind of what I'm thinking off the top of my head.
Right, right. And, you know, a lot of conversations just here at the conference have been about, okay, you know, I want to do all these really great things. How do I do that? How do I pick the right vendor? How do I make this change? How do I get my members to accept this? What are they going to like? So again, part of the conversations that we have is we work for a lot of different vendors. We're very agnostic when it comes to, you know, talking to different folks and understanding their challenges and then what those partners of theirs are going to be able to support and what we can help them do. So I think their biggest challenge is understanding what do we have and what do they need, and then how do we put those two pieces together. So that's really the responsibility of my team, is to help with that.
Indeed, and that's a big responsibility these days, my gosh. So how are analytics, I mean, you can't swing a cat these days without talking about data analytics.
Exactly.
So how are they playing a role in this in integration today?
Yeah, so analytics is an interesting thing, because it's become very popular lately, and there's different views of it, and many of the conversations I've had focus on one of two things primarily. It's really, how do I create something that I can show the member and maybe make them an offer, right, for a loan? So using some of the data that sits in the background and say, hey, you know, I see this person's had a car loan, they're paying this car loan every month. Well, maybe it's time to offer them a new interest rate or an opportunity to get a new car loan, right? So that's one of the big things that I think is really focused. But on the other side, a little bit deeper, darker side, but one that's just as important is fraud and risk, right? So how can I utilize data analytics to understand the risk of either giving somebody a loan or performing a certain type of transaction? So what we have for today, we have a full analytics suite, and there's reports and all sorts of things like that. But what people are asking for is the same reason we have APIs today. I want something real time. I don't want to have to download a file and then process that file, wait 2 days. It's great for a lot of things. It's perfect for, you know, real deep analytics. Yeah. But if I want to make a decision right now, I got somebody online, on online banking, doing something, what can I send you and you can give me back that's going to help me with that member or help that member with something? So that's another initiative we have in 2018, is to really start trying to look at what types of solutions we can build out and offer an API for some of those things.
Oh, and speaking of APIs, so why are they so important these days?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, right?
Exactly, like swinging a cat. I mean, you can't talk any, APIs are everywhere as well.
Right, everybody's talking about APIs. So really, it's an application program interface. It's the way two computers speak to each other. So really, you have a developer there that builds a user interface, and they contact a system, and that system has an API, and that API gives them back the information they want, and they display that on a screen. So one, it's usually very fast. Two, it's usually real time, if not very close to real time. So it takes that whole, hey, I did this yesterday and I'm just finding out today that I did this transaction, right? Instead of, hey, I just went out to lunch and boom, there it is on my phone, right? That's very, very cool stuff.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a consumer, I like that.
It is. So I think, you know, APIs have suddenly become more popular and more known because you have things like Google Maps where these things are embedded into to other stuff. Well, in the finance industry, we can do very similar things with information about your bank accounts, your credit card transactions, and I can build the look and feel as a fintech or as a credit union to do anything I want, look any way I want, so that my member can use it in the most beneficial way for them.
And comfortable way.
Yes.
They know it's their credit union.
The idea is to remove friction.
Oh, yeah.
And this APIs are one of the key ways to be able to remove friction from the experience.
Gotcha. Oh, boy. That's the buzz lately. Hey, let's remove friction. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
So how has integration helped drive business these days? Because I think the more you're able to integrate, the better businesses. I think they kind of go hand in hand, right?
It is. Well, I think one, it allows credit unions to offer more products, and, you know, certainly beyond just PSU, right? A lot of the things that are happening today is really taking place because of some level of integration. A lot of that's API. So as fintechs produce more and more things a financial services organization wants to utilize, they can consume those much more easily today than you could, say, 5-10 years ago.
Right. Like if you're a core processor, you want to have an open system, so to speak,
right,
and then
exactly.
So you can integrate with any third-party vendor?
Right, right. So you can plug into things and people can plug into you, and it makes life so much better. So
freedom!
Exactly. So, you know, what more and more institutions are looking for now is, hey, how do I get things that are easier to plug into other things, right? And that's the question. How do you do that? Who's going to build those things? And that you look out in the future, what's that technology going to look like? And how am I going to be there without having to, you know, spend $1 million that I've wasted on something else?
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. Last question here for you on the docket. How has integration helped support credit union efforts to drive self-service options for members? Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah, I think that really goes with the whole mobile movement, right?
So I think empowering the member?
It really has. You know, that ability to know exactly be able to do almost anything from your phone. So I want to know what my current financial status is right now. I don't want to have to go home and turn on my computer and look that kind of stuff up, right? I want that information sitting right there the second I need it. I want to be able to pay my bill and do that right there that second. So again, that's really APIs driving that whole experience in the background for that member and creating, again, that frictionless world for them all through something that you can hold in the palm of your hand.
Oh my gosh, Hod, this is so cool. I mean, there's so much to like digest here, but it's really cool that you guys are right there in the mix. So thank you very much for doing all that you guys do, and keep
fantastic
up the good work, sir.
Appreciate it. Well done.